Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Orderly and Humane: The Expulsion of the Germans After the Second World War by R.M. Douglas examines one of the largest forced migrations in modern European history, the removal of ethnic Germans from Eastern and Central Europe in the aftermath of 1945. Framed by a phrase often used by policymakers to describe the planned transfers, the book scrutinizes how post-war governments and allied authorities justified mass expulsions as a route to stability, security, and ethnic homogenization. Douglas situates these events within the collapse of Nazi rule, the redrawing of borders, and the emergence of a new political order shaped by vengeance, fear, and the desire to prevent future conflict. Without treating the story as a simple reversal of victim and perpetrator, the work explores how ordinary civilians became caught between grand strategies and local retribution. The result is a sobering study of policy meeting reality, showing how bureaucratic intentions, propaganda, and logistics translated into hardship, violence, and lasting demographic change across a shattered continent. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a post-war Europe remade by borders and population politics. A central topic is the wider context that made expulsions seem plausible, even desirable, to decision-makers after 1945. The collapse of the Third Reich left a vacuum filled by competing national projects, Soviet expansion, and Allied efforts to design a durable peace. In that setting, borders shifted dramatically, especially in areas such as former German Eastern Territories and in states that re-emerged or expanded after the war. Douglas highlights how population policy became entangled with border, making the idea that removing minorities could reduce future irredentism and ethnic conflict gained traction among governments that had endured occupation, terror, and collaboration crises. This topic explores how the concept of collective responsibility spread, making ethnic identity a proxy for political allegiance. It also examines the role of wartime memory, including atrocities committed by Nazi Germany, in shaping public and official willingness to accept drastic solutions. The book shows how proposals for transfer evolved from earlier interwar precedents into an unprecedented scale of implementation. Rather than presenting expulsions as an inevitable outcome, Douglas frames them as choices made under pressure, revealing the political calculations, national aspirations, and ideological assumptions that turned millions of civilians into a problem to be solved by relocation. Secondly, from Allied agreement to on-the-ground implementation. Another major topic is the gap between high-level decisions and what actually happened during removals. The phrase orderly and humane evokes the aspiration, voiced in diplomatic settings, that transfers would be regulated and controlled. Douglas examines how Allied deliberations and post-war conferences provided frameworks that were then interpreted by national authorities, local administrators, and security forces. This topic focuses on the mechanics registration, property seizure, transport planning, and the sheer logistical challenge of moving large populations through ruined infrastructure and food shortages. It also considers how timing mattered, with early chaotic actions often preceding more formalized programs, and how these phases blurred into each other. Local conditions could magnify suffering, including exposure, disease, and family separations, even when official paperwork existed. Douglas emphasizes that the notion of managed population transfer often collided with realities such as inadequate housing in receiving zones, lack of medical care, and an atmosphere of retaliation. The analysis shows how bureaucratic processes can produce harm even without an explicit intention to kill, and how responsibility became diffused across many actors, from international authorities to municipal officials. The result is a portrait of policy implementation in crisis, where humanitarian claims served as a veneer over coercion. Thirdly, violence, coercion, and the moral gray zones of retribution. Douglas also addresses the coercive character of expulsions and the violence that surrounded them, situating these acts within a society saturated by wartime brutalization. This topic examines how retribution, opportunism, and fear of future conflict created a permissive environment for abuse. People identified as German often face collective punishment, regardless of individual conduct, and categories such as nationality and language could determine survival prospects, property rights, and freedom of movement. Douglas explores how expulsions were accompanied by intimidation, detention, and mistreatment, and how the breakdown of legal norms in the immediate post-war period made accountability rare. The book probes moral ambiguity. Many communities had suffered under German occupation, and the demand for justice was real. Yet the methods frequently targeted non-combatants and blurred lines between justice and vengeance. This topic also considers how violence was not always centrally directed, but could be amplified by local actors, militias, or overstretched police, while higher authorities sometimes tolerated excesses to accelerate removal. By examining coercion as both a tool and a consequence of mass displacement, Douglas invites readers to confront uncomfortable questions about victimhood, complicity, and the ethics of collective solutions to political trauma. Fourthly, loss of home, property, and identity in mass displacement. A further topic is the human and social impact of expulsion beyond the immediate journey. Douglas highlights how removal was not simply movement from one place to another, but a radical unmaking of lives. Expellees commonly lost homes, land, businesses, and personal possessions, and the destruction of property rights became a foundational feature of the post-war settlement in many regions. This topic explores what it meant to arrive in devastated receiving areas where housing was scarce and suspicion toward newcomers was widespread. Integration challenges included competition for food and jobs, political stigma, and the psychological toll of dislocation. Douglas also considers identity communities that had lived for generations in multi-ethnic borderlands were reclassified as outsiders, and cultural landscapes changed as towns, schools, and religious life were reshaped by new demographics. The book connects these experiences to long-term consequences, including the creation of expellee organizations, memory politics, and competing narratives about suffering and responsibility. By tracing the aftermath, Douglas shows how forced migration can echo for decades through family histories, regional development, and international relations. The topic underscores that even when mass movement ends, displacement continues through poverty, trauma, and contested remembrance. Lastly, historical memory and the political uses of the expulsions. Finally, Douglas explores how the expulsions have been remembered, debated, and instrumentalized in post-war Europe. This topic examines the tension between acknowledging German civilian suffering and recognizing the broader context of Nazi aggression that preceded it. Douglas shows how narratives can harden into competing moral claims, one side emphasizing victimization and loss, another fearing that attention to expulsions might relativize or distract from Nazi crimes. The book considers how Cold War politics shaped public discussion with different emphases in East and West, and how later European integration and reconciliation efforts reopened debates about responsibility, restitution, and commemoration. This topic also highlights the difficulty of quantifying and classifying events in a landscape of fragmented records, propaganda, and politically motivated statistics, which can influence public perceptions. Douglas invites readers to see memory as an arena where history, identity, and policy intersect, affecting diplomacy and domestic politics long after the train stopped running. By treating expulsions as both an event and an enduring controversy, the book illustrates how societies negotiate painful pasts and why careful historical analysis matters when moral judgments are attached to national narratives. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers interested in modern European history, post-war reconstruction, forced migration, and the ethical dilemmas of peacemaking. Students and general readers who know the outlines of the Second World War, but less about the upheavals that followed, will find a challenging account of how quickly humanitarian language can coexist with coercive state practice. Douglas offers a lens for understanding present-day debates about refugees, ethnic cleansing, and collective blame by showing how such dynamics played out in a formative European moment. The benefit to a reader's life is not only historical knowledge, but a sharper moral vocabulary. It encourages skepticism toward policy slogans, awareness of how institutions distribute responsibility, and empathy for civilians trapped between regimes. Compared with many books that treat post-war Europe primarily through diplomacy or military occupation, this work foregrounds population transfer as a central mechanism of political ordering and probes the consequences with sustained attention. It is worth buying because it connects high politics to lived experience and because it complicates easy narratives of good and evil, replacing them with a clearer view of how fear, revenge, and administrative convenience can shape mass suffering even in the name of peace. If you would like to support RM Douglas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.